it is Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.
This is John Batchelor. Good evening. Evan Ellis and I look to Venezuela today, where the rubble and the ruins are obvious and could be with us for decades. The general remark is that the government, which is made up of the remains of the gangland that ran Venezuela until Maduro was taken to New York and Delcy Rodriguez and her brother were told to obey, the government is slow and sluggish and incomplete in response to the crisis. It's not a government. These are gangland figures, Delcy Rodriguez and her brother Jorge and the cabinet. Leaving them in place during this tragedy seems inconsistent with the best wishes of the people of Venezuela. In addition, Ms. Machado, the head of the opposition, and her colleagues have been prevented from returning. I do not have an explanation other than the fact that the State Department is blocking them and turns away their efforts to come home. All the people missing, Evan gave me the number now, it's as high as 68,000. Maybe they're not all dead, maybe they've lost their cell phones, but it's a big number. There are buildings that are a rubble pile. I repeat what I learned last week. The buildings that most collapsed were in one neighborhood that was bragged about by the man named Chavez, long dead, built by the Chinese and a Belarusian construction company. We can assume that built badly, perhaps without rebar. Unknown. The investigations may or may not ever happen. Venezuela was a catastrophe, and the double earthquakes make it a ruin for the hemisphere. The State Department is in charge. It's not responding correctly. We'll follow this carefully. Every Monday and every Wednesday or Thursday of the week, two different teams come in to talk about the Americas. Also today we had news that the U.S. had started again the bombing and raids and missiles at Iranian officialdom and their institution of the IRGC. We don't know what the targets were. We were told there were 80 in response to the Iranians firing on tankers, we can presume, in the Strait of Hormuz. In other words, the war has come down to the Strait of Hormuz. Not a long paragraph. The Iranians call it the golden weapon. It works. Michael Bernstein tells me that the Gulf Cooperation Council, Saudi Arabia, UAE, Kuwait, Bahrain, all of them, Oman, all of them have decided not to wait, that they're starting their pipelines immediately to bypass the Strait of Hormuz. Not yet, in future. Oil is up, of course. News out of Russia is that they've stopped exporting any refined petroleum products, diesel, aviation fuel, gasoline, because of shortages caused by the Ukrainian drone attacks on the refineries, the depots, the nodes, the trucks, isolating Crimea. They're attacking the tankers that are attempting to reinforce and resupply Crimea. Attacking them in the Sea of Azov, attacking them in the Black Sea, attacking them in the Mediterranean. I can presume, I didn't have a list of the targets today. There were 10 hit, according to the news, late in the European morning. Don't have an update yet. But the fighting, the battling, the bombing and missile and rocketing has started again. We'll get a report daylight their time, not plus 8 plus 9 hours. There is no resolution here that's obvious. The president's negotiators are not negotiators. One's a real estate character in Manhattan, and the other one's a son-in-law. They're not negotiators. That's not their training. That's not their education. That's not their style. That's not their skill. And yet, they continue to be negotiating for the United States of America, negotiating with unknowns. Perhaps the foreign minister, perhaps the ambassador to the United Nations, unknowns. There are men that pop up with names, but I do not know who's making decisions. this new bombing, is it meant to decapitate the way the first bombings did? I don't know. Is there an end to it? I don't know. Why, after waiting weeks in which you will acknowledge that you failed to intimidate the leadership and all the days of bombing from February 28th, why would you start again thinking there's going to be a different outcome? This is 90 million people on a real estate as big as France, Germany, and Britain put together. It's huge. There are happy things today. Bob Zimmerman comes forward with a report of 13 ancient quasars. That's a black hole with lots of stardust in it, and stars being born and twirling around, the brightest thing in the cosmos. Well, there are 13 of them they found that formed complex structures too early for the theory of the Big Bang. This is not the first time that's come up. And we're compiling more and more contradictions and inconsistencies with the Big Bang dating. It's fun stuff. The cosmologists love it. On the other hand, closer to home, I have a special edition with my friend David Livingston, a special edition of Hotel Mars. That was my delight of the moment. We're joined by Rick Fisher, who does the Chinese space program for us, and Doug Messier, who does the American space program for us, NASA Plus. The Chinese space program is non-transparent, but there are things that are fixed about their boosters and about their plans. And this is about return to the moon for the U.S. and voyage to the moon for China. And it's a race. It's a moon race. Not as dramatic as the 1960, 66, 67, 68, 69 moon race, when all seemed on the edge of apocalypse. But it is impressive. And both teams know it and are enjoying themselves. The U.S. team has nodes that are incomplete, Blue Origin and SpaceX to name two. The Chinese space program has one smooth path because it's repeating the Apollo tradition of a spacecraft with a lander and a return craft from the surface of the moon, and then this the capsule, the master, the command capsule to navigate the moon and then return. There is one slight difference. Instead of doing the rearrangement in Earth orbit, they'll do it in lunar orbit. And they'll take along a 5-ton fuel node, which they'll discard on the surface of the moon once they've used it to come home. The U.S. will use Starship, some combination of Starship and the lander that Blue Origin is said to be developing. I don't have pictures of it. It's all exciting. They want it to happen in 27 and 28. It won't. More likely 30, 31, 32. Maybe the next presidency after Trump. Maybe. Things haven't happened that need to happen before that. A successful Starship, a successful Blue Origin, all the moving parts in between. NASA's got the right leadership in Isaacman. But there are governmental difficulties. Money, for one. And a style of doing things, risk aversion for another. And Blue Origin, unknown why it's going slow and SpaceX is going fast, unless it's tortoise and hare, maybe. There's much more to the show. I hope you enjoy it. Thank you for listening. Good night.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.